Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Let's talk a little basketball here, David. You ready?
I'm ready. Can't wait to see what you're going to crack open here, Ron.
Yeah, we'll call this segment On the Court. What can we learn about retirement planning by exploring some concepts in the game of basketball? As everybody knows, when you play basketball, there is a shot clock. You can't just hold on to the ball forever without taking a shot. You have to have a limited amount of time to get the ball up to the rim, and you got to hit the rim, too, before the shot clock goes off and starts again. But the shot clock is very important, because otherwise it would be just an incredibly boring game. But how does that relate to financial planning?
Well, you think at the end of a game, somebody's got the ball and they're trying to bleed the clock down.
Sure.
And the shot clock gets down to 6 and 5 and 4. And all of a sudden there's this mad scramble, like you didn't know that you were going to have to do something in a hurry. And then they throw the ball up and it doesn't hit the rim. And you're like, you're so frustrated because it's your team. I think the financial analogy there is having to do something really important in a hurry and having something throw a wrench into your plans. So, for instance, I can think of a client who was offered early retirement and they needed a pretty quick decision. The good news for this particular client was we already had a plan in place. So all we did was, instead of having them retire at their normal expected period, we just moved it up, changed a few pieces of that financial plan, and then all of a sudden we had an informed decision. So that would be kind of like throwing the ball up with 10 seconds left on the shot clock instead of trying to do something last minute. We also had a client who inherited a bunch of money from her sister, and she decided that she wanted that money to go to her nieces and nephews instead. So we quickly worked through a strategy for her to disclaim that inheritance. We paid the appropriate taxes that were owed and then distributed the money to a pretty happy group of young people. So, whether it's, the early retirement or whether it's something about inheritance or retiring soon and you haven't done adequate planning, making sure that you don't make important financial decisions under the gun right at the end of the shot clock is really, really important, because a lot of those choices are really, really difficult or impossible to get back and do over.
All right, we're talking about basketball and how it relates to financial planning. And David, every good team needs a good point guard, or at least a couple of guys who can really handle the ball well. And one of the things you don't do, and this goes all the way back to school ball, double dribble. In basketball, you can't pick up your dribble and then just start dribbling again. You see, kids do this all the time when they're playing like rec league basketball, that sort of thing. So when you pick up your dribble, you better have a plan for what happens next, or they're just going to cover you up and eliminate the passing lanes, and you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. How does that relate to financial planning?
Well, so basically, once you pick up the dribble, you don't get a do-over. So two situations come to my mind in the financial realm. One is your decision as to what you're going to do with Social Security. So there used to be a whole bunch of alternative claiming strategies, but those have mostly been eliminated. So your main choice now is, when do I want to start? As early as 62, at my full retirement age, which is going to be somewhere between 66 and 67, depending on your date of birth, or do I want to wait until 70? And that's the age that it totally max out. It doesn't get any better after you turn 70. Well, the reason you'd want to wait is because the monthly income that you're going to earn from Social Security grows by about 8% simple interest for every year you don't take it. So that's a decision that once you pick up the dribble, once you decide to take your Social Security, you're locked in, and it can absolutely have impact on your surviving spouse if you happen to be married, or on, depending on your longevity, how much money you're actually going to take out of that program over the years. Another maybe analogy to double dribbling is, if you're lucky enough to have a pension and you're making that really important decision of how much do you want this surviving spouse to have if you happen to be the first one to die. So usually it's the husband that dies first. It's just kind of the way our genetics work. And if it's his pension we're talking about, then oftentimes that's the biggest piece of the family income. So you got to be really careful what you choose. A lot of times you can choose that the surviving spouse would get 100% of that, sometimes 75%, sometimes 50%. And if you choose less, then you get more now, but you have less for the surviving spouse. I've had people come into my office and they chose zero. Hmm. Well, that makes the surviving spouse, who, when you still have both people living, but one spouse is looking at losing an entire pension if he dies first, well, that's pretty daunting, especially since she also understands that one of their two Social Security payments is going to go away. So those are do-overs that are really, really hard to make up for. Sometimes you can do that by purchasing a life insurance policy, but frankly, if you made the pension decision a long time ago, life insurance is really expensive in your 70s and 80s. So those two decisions in particular, but any financial decisions that you don't feel qualified to make personally, there are a lot of good financial professionals. Hopefully you can go find a fiduciary that's going to help you make a really good decision for yourself based on all the factors that are important to you and not to a salesman that might be helping you with that decision.
David, you make some really good points there. And on a personal note, you know, women are so superior in so many ways to us. They even get to live longer than we do. I mean, that's pretty much the case most of the time. It's incredible. Well, let's move on to another one here. We've talked about double dribbling, which is not a good thing, violating the shot clock, which is not good, and all these things that are happening on the basketball court. How about personal fouls? You know, when somebody commits a foul, it's not that big a deal. I mean, committing a foul is not the end of the world. It's part of the game. We all accept it. Players don't go crazy when they commit a foul and they get so disappointed they can't go on. But getting a foul or two is not a big deal. But then when you pick up that third one, then you have to apply a little caution. You have to be careful. It's always on your mind when you're on the court, because if you get five in college, you're out of the game. If you get six in the NBA, that's it. You're disqualified from competing that day. And how would you relate that to financial planning for retirement?
Yeah, so you certainly don't want to foul out, because that makes it difficult for your team. You know, your team in the financial realm is your family, and so you don't want to foul out for your family. The biggest miscalculation I see, or the biggest foul you can make, is becoming overconfident near market tops, or having that fear of missing out. So I talk to a lot of people who are overconfident and they're overexposed, and they just expect that they're going to ride out the next downturn. Well, that might be okay in a couple of instances. If your accounts are really large, well, then you are able to ride it out. Or if you're not spending from those accounts, so you have a big pension and Social Security and you don't live off that 401k. But when your account falls in a big market downturn from, let's say, $1 million down to $600,000, so a 40% drawdown, and you're drawing money out for income every month, all of a sudden that changes your outlook, and that will absolutely have the very big potential of causing you to foul out of the game. And you would foul out of the game by pulling that money out of the market. The only reason you would have had that much money in the market in the first place is that overconfidence or the fear of missing out I mentioned early on. All of that really has to do with making sure that your plan, whether it's your estate plan or your investment plan or your income plan, is a fit for you, whether it's well thought out, done in a timely fashion, continually updated, but it's thoughtful and it's specifically customized for you. I see a lot of people who do not have that, and they haven't really done the analysis to know if they are overexposed to the market. So I offer something called a financial CPR. It's a complete planning review. It helps you know whether you're on track for the retirement that you want. So if you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, leave us a message that says you'd like to get a financial CPR, our complete planning review. We'll do three things for you. We'll analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved for your own retirement. I'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement, and I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you, and then I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.